I'm joined by David Smith once again, who's waiting in the Corinthia Hotel for this press conference with Cameron and Sarkozy to start. You've been getting a briefing from officials. What have they been saying?
A press secretary for number 10 Downing Street says that tomorrow the UK and other countries will be pushing for a new UN resolution. The draft has four main principles. One is to establish a UN mission to Tripoli. Second is to lift the arms embargo. Third is to create a managed process for unfreezing assets. And number four is to lift the no-fly zone for civilian flights here. And this has basically been agreed by the principals, and yeah, they hope it will go through at the UN tomorrow. There are some other measures being announced by Downing Street. 50 places in British hospitals for Libyans for sort of specialist advanced surgery, prosthetics, and other sort of unusual things, which you know, the UK will help waive visa requirements. They'll actually still be paid for by the Libyan authorities. GIFID is contributing £600,000 to help with demining, which they believe will help protect around a million people in Libya. The UK is sending a military liaison team here for about 6 months, which we were told probably actually consists of about two people. There will be £1 million of funding for NGOs to help with removing ordnance explosives. And also £60,000 for communications equipment for the police in Benghazi. And furthermore, a further £610 million of assets to be unfrozen by the UK with immediate effect. So those are the main points given to us by a number 10 spokesperson here in Tripoli. She was slightly nonplussed having discovered their mobile phones don't work, but we understand David Cameron and Nicholas Sarkozy are upstairs meeting officials from the National Transitional Council and should be with us at a press conference imminently.
Okay, David, I'll let you get on then. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.